To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, from emails to Destination Spotlight number 48 in our series, welcome back, everyone, for segment five of hour one. And for the next few minutes of RM World Travel, Mary and I, well, we're going to take you to Philadelphia, located in the second state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1787, and known as the Keystone State. But before we do that, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Yeah, Travel Pro, what can I say? Well-made, well-tested, well-traveled. Travel Pro puts their luggage through more than 15 different tests to ensure that you get a bag that's ready to handle anything you want to put it through. And trust me, we've definitely put our Travel Pro bags through a lot.
We have, and I've actually been through their testing down there in Florida.
That's right.
Interesting place. Right now, folks, listen, Mary and I, we travel with Platinum Elite. Rudy uses their Max Light 5, and they have other collections as well that go through all these tests that we've talked about. Whichever you prefer, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check them out at travelpro.com for info, specials, and more, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, now let's talk about the City of Brotherly Love, as Jeff Guaracino, their tourism CEO, is holding for us on the show hotline.
Hello, Jeff. Appreciate you joining Mary and me for today's Destination Spotlight.
Thrilled to be with you.
Well, appreciate you being here. So listen, you know, Mary and I, we live in the New York City area, so just north of you. We lived in Washington, D.C. for a number of years. We were married down there. So we've spent a lot of time driving that I-95 corridor. Philadelphia is such an important part of America's history. But if you ask most people to name the top Northeast cities, I would bet you New York, Boston, or then Washington, D.C. would likely be the three that they name, which makes Philadelphia in some ways kind of a secret gem in many ways. So do you think, Jeff, that Philadelphia gets its proper respect from travelers?
Well, the word is getting out about Philadelphia, and people are hearing more about it, and they're hearing more about our restaurant scene, they're hearing more about the outdoor scene, they're looking for new places to discover. They feel like they know D.C., they maybe know New York, they know Boston, and they want to get to know Philadelphia even better. And certainly with our July 4th coming and the Summer of History, and the 250 of the country, we think that Philadelphia is prime for another introduction to showcase just how much the city and the region has grown.
Yeah, great timing, and I really think it is quite a fantastic city to be for 4th of July in a few weeks, definitely. So I just want to highlight a few attractions that I think a lot of travelers are aware of that exist in Philly. You've got the Liberty Bell. Touring the birthplace of America, Independence Hall, is a must-do. You've got the steps that people can run up at the Museum of Art.
A la Rocky.
I've never actually done that. But I have eaten many Philly cheesesteaks. These are all the typical Philadelphia things. I know you're a native of Philly. What are a couple of your must-do suggestions?
Well, my must-dos, I love to go for a run and a bike ride through beautiful Fairmount Park outdoors in William Penn's green country town. It's so much fun. We are a city of festivals, so whether it's a festival at the river or whether it's a festival in a neighborhood, people love to see and hear the music. We also, while we do have great cheesesteaks and the best in the country because we invented them, we have some of the best James Beard nominated and award-winning restaurants too. And so for me as a native Philadelphian, what I'd like to do is walk from my house, which is a block away from Independence Hall, and go down these small quaint streets that are still there from the early foundations of our country, all the way to our modern skyscrapers and our great hotels. So much in Philly is free to do, an affordable getaway. And so we like that too, because we're also seeing if people decide they've already done their beach or they're not looking to go to the beach when it's so crowded, that they're discovering a lot of things to do in cities, and Philadelphia has a lot this summer.
Well, I know we just talked about Independence Day coming up, certainly. You know, but it's been a good year so far for new hotel openings in Philadelphia. And coming up in August, I know you've got the Four Seasons going to be opening at Comcast Tower. That's going to certainly help the growing demand for lodging in the city. I also know we had on somebody from American Airlines, Allison Taylor, with us. She's their senior VP, and she was telling us that they just added some flights from Philadelphia International. So do you find that most people coming to Philly, do they fly or drive when traveling there?
For most destinations, and Philly's like that, people drive, and they can drive and park easily, but connected through Amtrak, and also the airport continues to grow, not only internationally with American Airlines, but Frontier Airlines and Southwest. So we are seeing more and more people discovering Philadelphia. And with our hotels, every city has hotels, but what's different about Philly hotels is that we've preserved a lot of our historic buildings. So the hotels that we have sometimes are in former bank buildings, historic buildings, and then the Four Seasons is a brand new skyscraper. So when you sleep at the Four Seasons, you're in one of the ninth tallest buildings in the world. And when you look at the prices of our hotels compared to maybe D.C. or New York, people, when they start to do the math, realize that they could stay a few nights in Philly and have a great Four Seasons experience or a great Ritz-Carlton experience or Lowe's experience.
Or Rittenhouse. We can't forget that either. So that's also a favorite. But I want to just ask Jeff, last question. It's the one that we try to ask almost everybody on our Destination Spotlight. If you could give us one fact that would surprise somebody listening in our audience right now about Philadelphia and entice them to come visit, you've got about 20 seconds.
One fact is the history that you don't know. We know July 4th and just the signers, but when you begin to look at the American Revolution, begin to look at Washington's Crossing, if you love history or you want to know about the women's suffrage movement, Philadelphia is where it all started.
That's great. Jeff, thank you so much for your time today. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but we appreciate you helping us showcase a fabulous city, Philadelphia.
Thanks. You're always welcome here.
And if you want more, just visit philly.com. Jeff, take care now.
Take care.
All right, Philadelphia, there goes Jeff. And check them out if you want something unique to do for Independence Day coming up. That's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. We still have a whole nother hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back. And, of course, we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you. Stay with us.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.